Dreamscape presents Claim Me Now by Leah Nolan, narrated by Veronica Landon. Chapter 1. Raven Donovan drummed her fingertips on the desk, waiting for the fool on the other end of the speakerphone to stop digging his own grave. Kelvin, the GameTronics project manager, had been yammering on for the last 10 minutes trying to explain why his team of crack software developers would miss their deadline this afternoon. Now he was laying it on extra thick, peppering his excuses with IT jargon meant to confuse her, as if this was her first dance with corporate contracting, or navigating around those who'd miscalculated when they thought they'd get the best of her. Underestimating Raven was a mistake. Yet some people still did. Until they learned better. It was the age thing, an unfortunate consequence of being a wonder kind. Being disrespected used to drive her crazy. Now at 31, she saw her relative youth as a superpower. People like Kelvin never saw her coming.
So, after the mainframe melted and the servers went offline, we couldn't complete our beta testing in time, Kelvin said.
Wholly unacceptable. Kelvin had plenty of warning about Raven's tight deadline to roll out Pulse and Diagnostics' newest diabetes monitoring product, and his company's software was essential to the project. Raven's newest brainchild was a product designed to launch Pulse and Diagnostics out of the second tier of diabetes monitoring companies and land it firmly among the nation's top three brands. She'd already enlisted a team of biomedical engineers to create a brand new device, and GameTronics was building the accompanying app. Everything hinged on the software that turned blood sugar monitoring into a game. If diabetics felt monitoring their blood glucose was fun, they'd be more likely to check their blood sugar. Better monitoring meant better health, and a chance to make a real difference in a major disease. Of all the initiatives Raven had spearheaded in her 2 years as executive vice president of Pulse and Diagnostics, this was her favorite. She was due to present it to the board in a month's time to get approval to start mass production. If GameTronics was late, Raven would be late. And Raven had no intention of being late. In our last call, you said you were nearly finished with the beta tests and the team would finish early. Raven's perfectly manicured fingers danced over her computer, switching between tabs of open social media sites. It was truly amazing what you could find on the internet.
Yeah, but then the mainframe melted and...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?